Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, and now is the time to support KALW. This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support at KALW.org. Click the Donate Now button. Now, enjoy what we have to say.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Bicyclists crossing the Bay Bridge's eastern span got some good news this week. KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter starts us rolling today.
The path begins in the flatlands of Emeryville. There's two lanes for bicycles and one lane for pedestrians, wheelchairs, and strollers. Before you reach the water, you pass acres of wetlands restoration projects, and you get unparalleled views of the East Bay's waste treatment plant. Once you link up with the bridge, it's 2 miles of slow and steady incline with your face against the wind. The path has been open since 2013, but access has been spotty. Until recently, the path stopped just short of Yerba Buena Island. It finally connected with the island last October. But until today, it was closed during weekdays. That's because the old Bay Bridge was being taken apart, and they didn't want you that close to a demolition site. For years, you could watch the old Bay Bridge from here as it slowly disappeared, piece by piece. Now, the last span of the bridge has floated away, and as of today, you can come out any day of the week. The ride back is the perfect downhill grade. It feels like flying. The pavement is smooth, you don't have to pedal, and you barely have to brake. Bike advocacy groups campaigned for this path for decades. Now they're pushing to build a bike bridge along the western span. Government agencies are studying potential designs. For KALW, I'm Eli.
Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, asking you to please support local public radio KALW for the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to KALW.org and click Donate Now. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Many people with physical disabilities have been told they can't do things like hike, camp, rock climb, or bowl. Well, Lori Gray says a lot of them actually can. She runs an outdoor adventure group for the Bay Area Outreach and Recreation Program, or BORP for short. It's an organization with a mission to get people with disabilities outside safely. Lori led KALW's Claire Stremple on a hike to Doran Beach in Bodega Bay to show her how the program works.
It's bright and windy here at the trailhead to Doran Beach. 10 participants, 4 volunteers, 2 bus drivers, 2 dogs, a baby and I pile out of a couple vans and onto the trail. Participants walk with canes and service dogs and maneuver wheelchairs over rocky trail. Lori Gray is the program leader.
I am the Outings and Adventures Program Coordinator for Bay Area Outreach Recreation Program. I am a multiply disabled individual, and I get to do a job that I love.
Lori worked for years as a river guide before taking on her role at Adventures and Outings. She brings serious outdoor chops to the table.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm uniquely qualified in that I represent both the physical disability reality and a visual impairment reality.
She barks quick orders to corral the group for a lunch stop.
Okay, let's go up the road towards the ramp, folks.
Everyone catches up over their meals, kidding each other and laughing.
I'm Preston Moses. I've been with BORP since, I think it's 2008 or 9 or somewhere in that era. But I've had a lot of fun ever since.
Don't get him started on jokes.
You know why April's so tired?
What?
You would be too after a 31-day march. You know, we have a camping trip every year. We do campfire cooking and setting up tents and that kind of stuff.
No two people are going to have the exact same experience of the same hike. That's especially true with the Adventures and Outings group, which challenges society's, frankly, low expectations for people with disabilities.
The population that we serve are folks who have physical disabilities, and that runs the gamut from quadriplegics to paraplegics to people who have cerebral palsy to people who need to walk with a support cane or use a wheelchair to folks who are multiply handicapped, multiply disabled, folks who maybe are visually impaired but have a physical disability as well.
The term disabled puts the emphasis on what people with disabilities can't do. When I first heard Lori rattle off this list, everything on it sounded like a reason I might stay home from a hike. But for the folks I met at Doran Beach, their disabilities are simply part of their lives, not reasons to skip the hike or miss out on a camping trip.
Everybody is accountable for each other. And for some of these folks, that's a new thing. You know, they've been in situations as kids, or even though they're adults, they're perceived as children. So people have taken away their decision-making process for themselves, and that's not how I operate.
Like any good guide, Lori pushes people on her trips to get a little bit out of their comfort zones, safely. Most trails are built with the able-bodied hiker in mind. So Adventures and Outings works like a team to access the outdoors.
Folks who use wheelchairs are guiding the folks who are blind, and I'm, you know, doing my best to wheel on behind everybody. Sometimes I'll grab onto the back of a power chair and cruise along.
When we get to the end of the trail, a narrow, sandy footpath winds up over a grassy bluff that gives way to the beach. Marissa Shaw and Maria Gil de la Madrid navigated their power chairs with confidence on the hike. But now they're frustrated.
I mean, I don't know how deep that is, but, and I don't mean to be a big baby, but I don't want to get sand in my motor and have a problem later.
The chair's motors and nimble wheels are great on roads and trails, but don't do well on sand. So the group comes together. Two people watch their power chairs, while Marissa and Maria take turns using beach chairs. They have thick wheels that don't sink in the sand.
I'm sure you understand. I get very possessive about my chair.
It's our legs.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
In a few minutes, we're down by the water. Marissa and Maria sit side by side in the beach chairs, smiling and chatting with their faces tilted toward the sun.
This is incredible. We never get this close to the ocean. This is really nice. And the waves are rolling in. Is it hear the boom and crash of the waves on the shore? I can't tell you the last time I've been on the sand.
Koja Niksod and his wife brought a blanket, and a group gathers around. Koja and his wife are blind. They take turns walking their sighted daughter down to the ocean's edge. A sighted volunteer takes pictures close by.
She had her first time in the snow back in December, and now it's her first time at the beach.
She toddles towards the water, smiling. One hand wraps tightly around her father's, and the other reaches out towards the waves. Back on the beach blanket, participant Lori Largent wakes up from a nap.
When you lay down on the ground, the waves sound real soft and muffled, and then you get up and they sound real loud.
Her friend, Amy Harrell, pockets some seashells and sits down next to me on the blanket. Amy narrates what she's seeing for Lori, who's blind.
Oh, no, look at that guy. He's paddleboarding. Mm. Okay, Lori, what he's doing, he's on a surfboard, but it's wider than a surfboard, and he's got this paddle, and he's paddling.
Wow.
And he's just playing out there in the ocean.
How
and look,
fun.
Oh, he's getting,
Ooh.
Trying to get this wave.
Whoa.
Whoa, he's going over a big wave. There he
Whoa.
Goes. Maybe 5 or 6 feet, so that's
wow.
pretty big.
When I first asked program leader Lori Gray about the group, she definitely bragged. It's a big deal for a bunch of adults to get together, get along, and problem solve on a regular basis.
I heard one day, a couple of our participants, one of them uses a power chair and the other's totally blind. And the one who's totally blind said, would you ever like to go running with me? And the person who uses the chair said, yeah, you could hang on to the back of my chair and we could just go.
This, Lori says, is exactly how it can work. In Bodega Bay, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.